A very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today, is the third year, 29, of August 2024. Thursday is our second last day. But because of Fajan Sufu schedule, we need to put forward the first stage of closing ceremony, presentation of donation and accounts, rejoicing everything one day earlier. So now 2 o'clock to two something, Fajan Sifu will come, but we are not sure what time he come. So wow, oh, 2点整准. Oh, means very fast. Really. I have to speed up a bit. So as you all can see, on the whiteboard, we should really thank Brother Song, Sister Padmasri, and all those who help out in making this retreat a real success. So to come up with all this is not easy, while they still partake in the annual retreat, but because they have benefited from earlier retreat and now they volunteer, out of their own free will and understanding, they do it with sincerity and joy. And this year we have a lot of funds, so we can donate a lot more. So you look at the account, I just brief you all. The retreat fees that we collect from all of you amount to 10,400. Okay, we collect, I think generally it's 380 per person if you take the bus. Otherwise, they will discount it by 100, I think. You only pay 280. Yeah. Then meal sponsor, which we collected as donation, all of your generosity, all of your what they call wholesome dana parami, is total 5,300. And we also get to rejoice, and we also get to do wholesomeness out of whatever we receive. So this meal sponsor, the money come in is because our overall common pool has already paid for the meals. Understand not? Although we pay, but Kayamita donate back more than what we pay. You realize or not? Huh? You realize or not? The meal only costs us 4,000 something based on what we pay to the temple. But the collected donation is more, so it's very wholesome. Then our common fund total will have a total of 16,600 over. Then we have our spiritual trip to Wutaisan. The surplus fund we carry over to the retreat common pool fund. So all those who partake in the Wutaisan spiritual trip, which include the Kayamita, everything, the surplus goes to common pool fund for this particular what they call annual retreat, which is very wholesome. Okay, the amount may not be significant, but this wholesomeness is very, very powerful. That's why we include. Then total we have oh, sorry. This common fund is not these two add together. This common fund is actually Kayamita's donation. Our Kayamita fund, I think we donated this year 6,000. Then I think a lot of Kayamita also donate. That's why we receive quite a lot of common fund. Well, all these are the donation from our Kayamitas. Those do not attend also donate here. So out of this amount, 6,000 is Kayamita fund. Then after that, add to the Wutaisan spiritual trip surplus fund, which is earmarked for this donation, we have a total of 33,182. Then our expenses here is 15,000 donation to temple. Sampo, temple, sadhu, sadhu. So this one is very good. We have, previous year we donate 10,000. Then last annual retreat last year we donate 12,000. This year we got more funds, so we donate 15,000. I think the temple will need the fund because they are building another thing, shrine. Then they also need. I can hear.
That day, Fasan Sir told me just before we came, the when you shower, the water is very fast and very nice, right? When we just before we came, the pump spoiled. So he replaced one new pump that
Oh, no
cost him
wonder.
about 6,000.
Yeah,
In
it's
the
not cheap.
it's
It's
not
not
cheap.
cheap. Yeah.
So the because the temple maintain the temple building is quite old already,
Yeah,
so the
yeah.
maintenance is very high.
Yeah. That's why whatever we can do, we try to help out. Very, very wholesome. Whoever come and use, because next year onward, they are open back to normal for more people to use the temple facility. This year, I think they only allow, so far I saw on the whiteboard, four. And one of them is ours. But I saw Chan Siu, we are the only one. Means for retreat, meditation, and all things. The rest is other activity. Then we have also offerings to our Chan Si Fu there, but then Teng Xiong Si Fu, then the four monks and nuns, then kitchen helper, Sunday school for Sampo Temple, then Cameron Buddhist Center. Then there's a medical charity, I think by Kam Lan Chai or so. Then we pay for our bus. Not cheap. 3,400 something. But one thing good is because of this, you look, 28 hours, actually the cost per person is about slightly more than 100. But we only, those who come on their own, I think we only refund them 100. 280 lah instead of, oh, 80 only ah. Oh, not 100 or so. Okay, never mind. So actually it's not enough to cover the bus cost. Then tapa lunch tomorrow afternoon after we go down from here, 11 o'clock we should reach tapa 12 something, or latest 1 o'clock. Then we can have our lunch. It will be a good lunch. After you eat here, you go there, then different. Recommended by the bus driver. So if you have the condition to pamper yourself a bit, why not? After 8 days of determined cultivation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then whatever we ask the temple people to help us to buy the kitchen and miscellaneous purchase, this is the amount. Then we have to also let them have the money to wash all your pillow bed. Because every time people use, they will wash. So we also budgeted for them. After deducting everything, we still got surplus 4,100 something. So this one we will re-donate back to our real Bharatiya Kalyanamitta Fund. Understand not? So that it returned to this fund. And this fund is very unique. Only Kayamita can donate to this fund and use this fund for a lot of activity and wholesomeness that we conduct. So this one, we also have an intent to earmark this money donation to our October 31st gathering of Kayamita 2024, which marked the what they call double unique occasion. It also a triple unique occasion. One is to mark the gathering of Kayamita 20 years. And the second one is to mark my coming out to share the Dhamma since 2004, as requested by Sister Yun Chan, exactly 20 years. Then the third one is my birthday. Happy birthday, my birthday. And I am already exactly 70 by then. So whatever causes and conditions that brings about all this, we should rejoice at your good karma, at your good affinity with the Triple Gem, with all this teaching that you are able to receive. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then, I didn't finish. This fund donate earmarked for that lunch, dinner or lunch? Lunch. Lunch. Is to subsidize you all. Normally, it will cost us about 100 ringgit per head to hold that lunch. But we charge you 50 ringgit only. So, half price. So, because our is 20 years, we can allow and encourage you to bring your spouse. And that's if they want to come la. That's or like Kok Lun, whole family he bring. That's the two kids and the wife. And Kok Lun is very good. Yeah, he actually have faith. And he actually learned a lot and his life changed. That's why he has faith. So he bring his whole family almost every gathering of Kalimita. So this is what that you need to know. Okay? So if you can come for this year and what gathering of Kalimita, then you're most welcome. Even though we subsidize, you don't worry how many come. We can have the funds to subsidize. We have enough fund. Our fund very healthy. I didn't ask, but they donate themselves. And the treasurer received, I also don't know who donate. Only those who go through me or my daughter, I come to know only. The rest all I don't know. But every year the account come back, increase or not. You so much, it still increase. I also cannot understand. But that is the way Dhamma is developed through understanding. When you have understanding, the same money, but put to a lot of wholesome activity and wholesome offering and donation. And this fund is very unique. We are, everything involving my spiritual teaching that I need to use is all from the Kalimita fund. Nobody else can donate. Like all this writing pen, the duster, the chair that I sit, all come from Kalimita fund. And all the printing of the Dhamma book that you receive, all come from Kalimita fund. And we donate to a lot of things. You can read the website. Everything is described and explained inside there. Okay? Then today's program is very simple, but you must get to know. When Fa Chan Si come in, we will first, Anjali, show our respect for him. Then when he settled down, then Padmasuri will lead us all to pay respect. Then we together, or I lead also can. So I say bow, everybody bow. Of course, you develop the faith, sada, virya. Then mindfully, we shall pay our respect to Fa Chan Si. Then after that, and Teng Siong Sifu, sorry, the Sangha. That's why pay respect to Fa Chan Si and the Sangha means Teng Siong Sifu. That expression of thanks and gratitude by all Kalimita. So I will do on your behalf. Because to have this place, which is so conducive and so beautiful for us to have our annual retreat, is really a great blessing. And we should thank Fa Chan Si and the Temple Committee for again allowing us to have this very conducive and wholesome annual retreat. Okay, then after that is the presentation of all our donation and offering to the Sangha. Okay, so the Ang Pao, Brother Song and Padmasuri, they have already arranged them. So when we make offering, you all should rejoice. Understand? Then after that, asking for forgiveness from Fa Chan Sifu. Then the chanting book, retreat version. We will chant, Padmasuri will lead. After you finish the Mandarin version, you read the English translation yourself. Then the last one is Dhamma advice by Fa Chan Si. This is a usual practice. We will normally request Fajansu to actually present us some good Dhamma advice so that we can benefit from it also. Then after that, group photo. Group photo, please be mindful. Don't make a lot of noise. Mindfully, quietly arrange everything. This table also need to be shifted. Then maybe we arrange more chair so that committee member, Fajansu, Teng Xiong Si Fu, myself can sit in front. The rest, you all find either sit in front, away in front of the chair of the monks or Sangha and the committee member, and at the back stand. Then together we have the group photo. Who is going to take the photo? Very important. Brother Tim will volunteer. Then after that, after Brother Tim, who will take? Well, he has to come in. Jin Hao. Okay. So we'll have these two. Then after that, we thank Fajansu and Teng Xiong Si Fu, and we actually gracefully, with faith, joy, and respect, invite them to leave the place. Okay. Then after that, we will have our own group photo because Sui An want us to take outside. But we were very blessed. So far, you realize one thing or not? Every day of the retreat, daytime, even until almost night, before we close, no rain on. After that, only rain on. So weather is still good. So sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So this is what we will do. So we, why not I continue a bit more because we still have appendix. Turn to page 61 of the last book, the appendix. So this appendix is very important. The four circle formation to explain the stages of creation. How from the source, which people call it by different name. Some call it the source, some call it Nibbana, some call it true nature, original nature, oneness nature. Then from there, the first thing to manifest is the true mind, or what we call the pure awareness nature. So the pure awareness nature is the BA. DM is the true mind. Then this pure awareness nature is what we call the pure inner awareness, which is the meditative mind. This one is capable of the direct seeing. That's why it can awaken. It can see things as they are. It can give rise to wisdom. Then this true mind is very near to the thinking. The thought that come out from there, you cannot be aware if you don't understand how to stabilize this awareness nature. You don't know how to be this aware with this awareness nature to know what it is. Because when you stay there, you can know. Because no thought, nothing one. That's why I say you cannot think one. Which means you are nothing. Although your awareness is there, you can be with it. But what are you? You are that awareness nature, and it's just that bright, spacious awareness, the oneness nature. But that one, although not a being, cannot move, cannot have words, concept, idea, and all those things, no duality, but it has a very unique characteristic that can enable the form and mind that have access to it to develop the wisdom and the understanding so that you understand how from that nature all things arise. Like Hui Neng, after he received the message from the fifth patriarch. So the fifth patriarch transmit the Diamond Sutra understanding to Hui Neng. Then he immediately, through his joy and amazement, expressed how amazing is it that this nature of ours is already pure, complete, unborn, undying. Then how amazing is all Dhamma arise from this nature. So it's same as the Buddha, mind is the forerunner of things. It means all creation arise from this nature. So from here, when you are inside that pure awareness nature, You try to find out who are you, what are you. Then you realize your thought keep on wanting to come out. But if you have stabilized the awareness nature, how it come out, how it become a thought, you can see everything very clear. That is how you meditate. Then from there, once the mundane mind come out, this become your five aggregate or forming mind, the first aspect and the second aspect. Then after that, from your senses, upon contact of your what they call trap consciousness, together with the sense basis and the sense data, like the physics experiment, you become conscious. Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. And this consciousness is being projected into the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's how the existential world all operate, manifest, and comes to be. Then from there, if you want to return, you must have the understanding. There is a long arrow on top, see? From the last circle, phenomenal world of consciousness, back to the pure awareness. That is what you must do. So if you can return, awareness-based meditation to bring you back from the phenomenal world of consciousness that you are lost into, back to the pure awareness nature, to develop the direct seeing via the what they call awareness-based meditation, that's how you develop the wisdom. Then when the mind develop the wisdom, mundane mind realize itself and sees, then the return process is automatic. Once mundane mind sees, the pure awareness nature is there, but it will also cease, then you return. So this is how all this can be understood. Then I put on the note there. The above four circle formation chart was prepared by Sister Sui to help reader better understand what has been shared. Then a Dhamma question on understanding the pure awareness nature was extracted from Ratio's email dated 23rd March 2024 for further sharing below. Well, there was somebody I don't know. So he actually I don't know how he must have heard this short video sharing or what. Then he wrote to me. He thanked me. He said, "Your this sharing or the four circle formation is very beautiful and very clear, very easy to understand." But he said he got a question. You listen to the question. He said, "My question is, if the pure awareness nature or the true mind," he used the word pure mind nature, "can return to mundane and phenomenal world of consciousness, then it doesn't seem to make sense as the person becomes a putujana again. So what is your understanding? Do you think it falls? There is a nature. How can the nature fall?" That's all. But like the Surangama Sutta's explanation, because of causes and conditions, it's still, that's all. Then that first thought of ignorance. That's why the Buddha used the word inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that condition all this. Maybe while waiting, I just finish off the answer. The answer by me. The pure awareness nature or the pure mind is a nature, I explained to him. And it does not fall or return to the mundane mind and the phenomenal world of consciousness. The mundane mind arising from the pure awareness nature is dependent, originating, according to Paticca-samuppada. It is a byproduct of that nature and it arises through the karmic process. Understand? First thought of ignorance. You must get this right. And then you will understand what I have shared. You need to develop a very stable, pure awareness nature and cultivate diligently to awaken. Okay, yeah, like. Let us gather, gather. So first of all, we would like to express our gratitude and thanks by paying respect to Fa Chan Sifu and Teng Xiong Sifu for enabling us to have this condition to be here to conduct another year of our annual meditation retreat, Chanxiu. Sifu, 能够了解是吧？都不用翻译啊。OK，let us compose our mind, develop the sadha, the virya, then we mindfully pay respect. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. OK, then now we mindfully pay respect. Bow. 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 Then on behalf of all Kayamita, this one you might have to translate a bit. Piyonji, later. And also express our gratitude and thanks for again allowing us to use this very conducive temple environment for our annual retreat or Chanxiu. So not only Fa Chan Si, but the temple committee. How to express temple committee? And because everything is so conducive, so this year we are happy to inform Fa Chan Si that we managed to collect more funds and we will donate more to the temple. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So 今年因为我听Sister Padmasri 修莲，她讲师父也是刚好修理你的那个打水的泵啊。那个不便宜哦，那个差不多要6000块啊。我们也是develop the understanding wherever we can, we will help out. 就在今年的那个布施啊 donation 是15000啊，15000啊。So hopefully it can help out. Then we also rejoice with all the good nature within Sambhavsa that is very conducive for us to conduct the annual retreat. 我们的禅修对我们很多帮助啊！这边的那个佛菩萨的 nature 的 vibration 跟你们念经那些的很不一样啊！那在那个早课、晚课 and also 下午课啊，very good, very conducive. Then, 那些来禅修的也benefited a lot 啊，sadhu，sadhu，sadhu，sadhu，sadhu，sadhu，sadhu，sadhu，然后这个我转过来给师傅看一看这个是我们今年的那个 account but the detail Padmasri 水莲已经 type out 了。他会 pass 给师傅，等一下啊。So what we will do now is we will present our offering and donation to Fa Chan Si and Teng Xiong 师傅 and together with all the donation that we have made, so that you all can rejoice. Then at the same time, we can actually let Fa Chan Si and Teng Xiong 师傅 also we have earmark offering to them. So this year, I think it's the same as previous year. Then the offering anumodana. Upai啊，啊，反正是。哦，last year because of the luggage，哦，我们去年给200，比如买了一个 luggage 是吧？所以今年我们就 decide 包一个供养的红包，to like make it easier and more useful for you all to decide what you all want to buy，你需要什么你自己去买了。OK，then、okay, Sunday school。今年我们的 fund quite healthy. We will donate more instead of 4000，instead of 500，今年我们 donate 1000。Then 其他的是跟去年差不多一样。OK，so、okay? let us rejoice 啊，萨德萨德萨德。OK，现在我们 officially offer。OK，发展师，来，这个是那个总数，那个 check，那个用餐的是4000多啊，4000多，so donation 是5000，所以全部是9000多，谢谢。OK，let us rejoice 啊，刷，哎，有刷，有刷，啊，师傅，等一下他还没有拍照，我忘记，啊，做一个小仪式OK。萨丢，Thank you，还有一个红包是分你的，
Now we
哎
shall
别
call
别，
upon Mrs.
哎
Steele.
叫别人，
Mrs. Steele. Mrs. Steele.
you jump first，you jump，come，never mind 啦
Mrs.
你看，
Steele 和 Yun Chan 哦，两个啊。
两个，OK，来老婆，云 江 you take one and。My wife take one. Look offer of Fajan Si. Then you go to Deng Xiao Si Fu. Let us rejoice. Okay, next one is who?
Sunday school one, who wants to
Sunday
offer?
School.
Sunday school. Ah, Asong ah.
Asong. 这个是佛学班的
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
还有什么
Cameron Highland 那个灵鹫山的
OK，给邓雄师傅 OK，This is a
Indian
donation for the other temple at Cameron Buddhist Center 邓雄师傅那边的。Alicia 哈，萨丢，希望我们的小小意思能够帮助你们。哎呀，萨丢，
还有 kitchen helper 的，所以呢，所以，
OK 啦，这个是帮忙 kitchen 的
，kitchen 的
那几个 helper 给宝赞师傅。
不是，邓雄师傅，
邓
邓
雄
雄
师
师
傅
傅，
啊，哎呀，行，加薪，哈哈，萨多萨多萨多，
你问我你翻到嗰个 kitchen helper 嘅，你讲你负责吗？
Never mind, we sort it out with 邓雄师傅 separately。
我们请霍师傅帮我
霍师
们
傅包
帮个
因
忙。
为总数是100啊。你怎样分？Hopefully 师傅可以帮我们，给那个 helper，then 还有，没有了，OK，then what is it？这个洗那些传单那些的平台那个我们照offer 280，不知道够不够师傅？不行，OK。啥？对不啥？对不啥？Then anything else？
There is, what is it?
No, that
Yeah,
one
the rest we will pass,
separately.
separate, we will pass
We
to
will
them separately.
separately make our own offering to them. No, that one
That one
also
different.
separate.
Then anyone of you who wants to offer now
啊
can come
，you all
forward.
can go ahead。
Yeah, now our turn.
他们自己供养师傅啊，杀掉杀掉，杀掉杀掉，put on the tray 啊，啊，杀掉杀掉，啊，杀掉杀掉杀掉。Sadhu. Okay. So we have already made all the offering and you all have develop the joy. So this is very wholesome. We should thank Sifu and the temple community for offering us all this opportunity and condition to develop all this wholesomeness, like Chan Siu, and also participate in all the offerings that we can offer and develop the rejoicing. All these are very wholesome. Then while we go to the annual meditation retreat, we perform a lot of wholesomeness, all of the 10 what they call wholesome action or meritorious deed, we get to do them. First, you came, you pay your respect, make your offering. So keep your precepts. So dana sila, then they develop the meditation. So 这个是三种的那个meritorious action, and you do with joy fasting, and it's very wholesome. Then after that, we start the retreat. You listen to Dhamma and Dasana. Then you straighten your view. Then you rejoice. Then you share merits towards the end, transfer merits. And at the same time, you develop a lot of duty to help out in various activity, then help to keep this place clean, so that before we finish the retreat, we will have to hand back to the temple all the condition that we receive, if possible, more clean than before they hand over to you. Then we must do our duty. Don't be selfish. Don't just like 随随便便 cannot. You have to exercise gratitude, 感恩. Then when you have gratitude, you will do it up properly. So keep this in mind. So all the 10 meritorious action which we able to perform while going through all this retreat will help us. Then you make aspiration. You develop affinity with佛菩萨, 戒言. 戒严为师父，and all the people that make this way place possible for us all, to use and to develop all the retreat. Then, Pamasri, you want to request the next 3 year or whatever?
哦，反正是我们觉得这个地方很好，我们修行，很感恩法禅师和佛庙，然后从建庙开始到现在的所有法师，我们都感恩，给我们带来这么多好的，我们有这样多好的波罗蜜来这边修行。说法禅师，我们要申请下个3年的5月，可以吗？5月的第三和第四个礼拜，然后我法善师，我先给你明年的日期，哎呀，是5月22号到5月30号，明年，我在 WhatsApp 你啊，我在 WhatsApp 你啊，sadhu，So we book for the
ask
next 3 years，所以法善师，那么明年来我们又再一次。接下去一年，然后就是我们每一年来都是有3年的，可以吗？法禅师，感恩法禅师，萨杜萨杜萨杜。
Then you request for forgiveness.
啊，法善寺，我们要向佛菩萨和法善寺和这边所有的师父啊，求忏悔。如果我们在这几天的修行日行中，我们做了不应该做的事，或者我们应该做的我们没有做，我们要向法善寺这里三宝、法善寺所有的师父和这里的一切众生求忏悔。往昔所造啊，together。
Recite from the chanting book.
往昔所
所
造
造
诸
之
恶
恶
业，
业，
皆由无始
是
贪嗔痴，从身语意之所生。今对佛前求忏悔，拜。往昔所造诸恶业，皆由无始贪嗔痴。从身语意之所生，今对佛前求忏悔，再拜。往昔所造诸恶业，皆由无始贪嗔痴，从身语意之所生，今对佛
佛前
前求忏悔，三拜。
，OK，then invite 法禅
接下
师
来，我们
，to give
邀
some
请法
Dhamma
禅师
advice。
为我们开示。
各位朋友哈，还有我们的 Baritio 哈，感恩我们的 Baritio 每年给你们带来三宝寺禅修哈。虽然禅修时间是非常的短，但是有1个礼拜。我们所讲的，时间不用长，只是自己要用心的去学习，能把佛法深入我们的脑海中，应用在我们的生活中，那是非常的重要。修行佛法不是说整天叫你们在那边拜拜呀，这种的思想是很错误的哈。所以我们修行是每天都是在我们的行住坐卧自己要看到自己在做什么，该做不该做，自己要思维那是非常的重要。希望你们这几天的收益能够把它带回去，应用在个人的生活中。这是非常重要。阿弥陀佛，OK。
法禅师 advice is very good. I think I understand. I can roughly translate. So, 法禅师 said he also feel a lot of joy and rejoice that we are able to, together with me, bringing you all here for the annual retreat. That is very wholesome. But the main thing about cultivation is it's not bye-bye for others. Then come here like picnic like that. No. You have to develop a lot of understanding. Means the修行, really修行. You must have mindfulness, 正念. That one very important. But that one I add on. But no problem. Fazansi meaning is very good. Is that after you 修了, after you cultivate, you must know how to develop the understanding to live life. Understand? To, like I used to say, develop all this. What he say is, go to the brain here to understand them. Understand? Then develop the wisdom, the 智慧. Yeah? Then learn how to use this by integrating it into our daily life. You have to see yourself clearly what you intend to do. 该做不该做. When you are mindful with the 正念, 你就看得到你自己。Whether you got 贪嗔痴 or not. If you have that, then you have to develop the understanding to straighten your view and to avoid all those by following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. Then arise the four right effort to abandon the unwholesome thought, the unwholesome intention to commit evil. And this is very important. Then when you have the wisdom, your 正念 or mindfulness awareness can see Then with that understanding, when it prompts you, you cannot stir your mind and react like before. So you can prevent the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion from arising. That's how you cultivate. Then you can be a blessing to all. You can bring this back. Fajan Sufu say it will benefit you. Yeah? And they rejoice. Yeah? The one that we are going to make offering are the helpers. Yeah? And Kamlan Che, who has been helping us a lot, she is in charge of more or less the kitchen activity. Yeah? Then there is a medical fund, medical charity, I think is by Kamlan Che. Huh? If we have the time, I will also share this book with you. This book is very good. This book is based on a talk I delivered 2013, 11 years ago, 23rd June. Importance of having mindfulness and heedfulness to cope with life's problem and suffering. This one is about depression and all those things. Yeah? A method of stress release via meditation. This is the one I told you. There was a psychiatric doctor. He came and listened to the talk and he was so impressed and so happy. Then he asked very good question. It's all transcript inside here. So if you have the time, I will go through with you. This one was the talk delivered at Subang Jaya Buddhist Association, SJBA. Maybe I read to you the introduction first. You turn to page 1, preface. So you can get it online. Basing on some very good feedback and suggestion from the audience and some of Kayamita who had the condition to listen to this talk by me, and I had agreed to allow this talk to be transcribed and printed into a booklet form for free distribution to those who are interested and have the affinity to receive it. It is also very sincere wish that Dharma friends, spiritual practitioners, seekers of truth, and cultivators of the way will be able to make use of this enclosed Dharma transcript note to develop a better understanding of the Buddha Dharma as taught by the Buddha, so that they may progress along the path of Dharma to become more virtuous, nobler, and wiser human beings that can be a blessing to all of humanity. Then the rest I skip. I will go to the main one. The synopsis there. And note of talk by SJBA. Because I think there is a brother, Chim, Ding Bi's husband. He was a president. Oh, Lai Liao. Okay, we share later.
Everybody, actually, we got two more helper. One is the temple's driver who have helped us to buy things. And another one washing the men's toilet. So I'll put a plate here. If you have extra, you may offer to them also. 现在我介绍啊, now I introduce them. Yip Kam Lan Si Jie. Li Xiu Feng Si Jie. Wang Hai Ping Si Jie. Lin Jian Ling Si Jie. Pan Mei Zhu 师姐 ，OK， 我们是其实，我们是要感恩你们护持我们吃的修行，然后我们要随喜你们这个三宝寺义工的功德，我们要跟你们随喜，然后跟你们结个善缘，然后以后有机会的话一起修行，萨就萨就萨就。 这个是我们一点小小的意思，Who represent? Committee 还有 NB 雷轰，金浩，Janta，Nancy，五个了，来，一个人拿一个来，一个Alice。 Alicia 做了，来，Janta later you got a special job, you got a special job, you put down first.
Okay.
Later. Come, Lei Hong, 我有漏掉谁吗？ 还有我自己啦。OK OK， 感恩，谢谢，随喜功德，阿弥陀佛，萨埵萨埵萨埵。Then we call upon Dr. Janpa to present the medical charity fund to Sister Kamlan. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.OK， 希望我们今后请坐，然后之后呢，我们一起修行，然后大家身体健康，每天都快快乐乐，开开心心啊。喜充满，谢谢。哇，真的很光啊！哎呦，谢谢谢谢，阿弥陀佛，
更光
啊 OK， 然后你们还有这两个甘蓝师姐，这两个一个是豪师兄的，一个是王师兄的谢谢萨如萨如 OK， 然后其他的个人要跟他们戒烟的可以啊 OK， 来
Just now, Kamlan just said she rejoiced where she can see all the radiant light in all of you. So more important is that radiant light must be Dhamma light, so no, or Buddha light, Phổ Quang, Bù Zào. So, 希望 every one of us will receive all this beautiful Buddha light. And the radiant light of Dhamma. Then your nature will shine forth. Then that time, you really have the aura. Your aura will become very different, and that one will help you a lot. 谢谢你们，感恩，高朗姐 and helper, 阿弥陀佛。Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.